In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Dear faithful, this time of year always brings us to a maritime anniversary, which I think is very important to keep. You all may know more or less of the event and of the name of the most famous, or should I say infamous, ship of the 20th century. But there was a certain passenger on that ship whose name never figures prominently, if at all, in any commemoration of the disaster. Most of you have no doubt never heard his name. But he was a man of the order of Melchizedek, that is, of the sacred priesthood. So on this Sunday of the Good Shepherd, I would like to offer some humble homage to a fellow priest, Father Thomas Byles. Now, Thomas Byles was born in Yorkshire in England in 1870. And although he was the son of a Protestant Congregationalist minister, and he went to Balliol College in Oxford to study for a similar career, well, while at Oxford, he was converted to the Catholic faith. And he went afterwards to Rome to study for the priesthood. He returned to England as a parish priest in Essex. An invitation to officiate at the wedding of his younger brother William prompted Father Byles to make the trip across the Atlantic to New York City. A priest is taught to say every Mass as though it were his first, his last, his only. And on the morning of Low Sunday, the 14th of April, 1912, Father Byles found himself in the middle of the North Atlantic during the maiden voyage of the largest ship on the ocean sea, the RMS Titanic. The name of this ship symbolized the prideful spirit of an age which was about to plunge itself into the bloodiest war the world had ever seen, a war in which the nations of formerly Christian Europe would tear each other to shreds and refute the myth of eternal progress with the blood of millions. On that low Sunday, 1912, Father Byles said Mass for the second and third class passengers aboard the Titanic. His sermon was reportedly on the need for a spiritual life belt in the shape of prayer and the sacraments when in danger of spiritual shipwreck in times of temptation. That evening, Father Byles was walking on the upper deck, reciting his breviary, when the Titanic was struck by an iceberg. And as the ship was sinking, he assisted many third-class passengers up to the boat deck to the lifeboats. It is reported that he twice refused a place on a lifeboat. Toward the very end, he recited the rosary and other prayers. He heard confessions, and he gave absolution to more than 100 passengers who remained trapped on the stern of the ship after all of the lifeboats had been launched. His body, if recovered, was never identified. His brothers installed a door in his memory at his first and only parish church, St. Helens in Chipping-Ongar in Essex. St. Peter tells us today that Christ suffered for us, leaving an example that we might follow in his footsteps. It is in the most horrific of times that we see that the priest is Christ. He is the channel of God's grace. He is Jacob's ladder, upon which the grace descends from God to men, and men make their ascent to heaven. Priests are not ordained to bring us safety, but salvation. The heresy of safety was condemned long ago by the mouth of our Savior. Whomsoever would seek to save his life shall lose it, and whomsoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. Surely we all would have benefited from hearing that last sermon of Father Byles, because we have no need to wonder whether spiritual shipwreck is upon us. This colossal ship of ours is taking in water by the minute, and a large portion of the crew seems content to let it sink rather than change course and abandon the spirit of this drowning age. You, the passengers, have no recourse but to cling to the original course handed down from that first crew who heard the voice of the captain himself. The only safety equipment you have is prayer and the sacraments. They do not bring the safety that the world promises. And no servant is greater than his master. If we pray like our good shepherd in the time of his most bitter passion, we shall one day cry out, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come in even unto my soul." Unto our soul, yes. But these foul waters of the world will never drown our soul as long as we persevere in the one true worship of God and receive devoutly the sacraments that come to us through the priesthood of Jesus Christ. And so this Sunday, I do not only ask you to be generous in supporting the priesthood of Jesus Christ by your prayers and financial contributions. I put this question to the young men among us. Have you considered whether our Lord is calling you to enter the ranks of his sacred priesthood? Do you have the desire to leave behind everything, like the apostles, and follow after our Lord? Will you not be satisfied until you, like our Lord, have given your all for God and the salvation of souls, until you have nothing left to give? Until you, like our Lord, will have poured out your all, even your very blood, if necessary, in an act of supreme sacrifice? If the answer to any of these questions is even just maybe, then I submit to you that you must beseech the light of God's grace. You must ask him for the courage to follow his voice as far as it may lead, even perhaps in unto the altar of God one day, and the offering of the holy sacrifice of the Mass by your own hands. By the intercession of all good shepherds who have gone before us, may all priests and future priests now in formation have the courage to lay down their lives for their sheep, so that they too may be a ladder of grace to life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.